Good morning. This is Natalie Lane.
Hey, Natalie. Thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good, and we're excited that you're going to be making your way to West Michigan coming up really soon for WCSG's Father-Daughter Banquet.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we want to take just a couple minutes to just get an opportunity to talk to you. First thing we want to start off is just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and loved it there. I'm a mountain girl through and through. And I grew up at a church there just leading worship and writing songs. And so now I live in Nashville and I get to do what I always wanted to do as a kid. So it's pretty cool.
One of the things that sets you apart from some other artists, you didn't just like pick up a guitar and say, you know what, I think I'm going to be a musician now. You actually went to school and you have quite an extensive background in like actual music education.
Yeah, it's actually something I never thought I'd do. I knew I was going to go to some sort of music school or worship school, but I ended up staying through for my master's in piano as well. So it was kind of a wild card, crazy thing that God did, but I'm super thankful.
Well, there's certainly a lot of people that may be listening, especially young kids, as they're heading off to school. You maybe have that on the horizon. I want to be a musician. I want to do the music thing. What kind of words of wisdom can you pass along to them?
Man, it takes a lot of work. It takes daily practice and so much commitment, but man, it's so worth it. And it's one of the most fun careers I've seen to like get to play music and sing for Jesus every day. That's crazy. So it's worth it. And it takes the work is what I would say.
So if you have a young student today that's like, why do I have to practice the piano again? Even the artists that you hear on WCSG, they have to practice the piano again. So you are not alone.
Yes, all the time, every day.
You are a part of our Father-Daughter Banquet. I think it would be a great opportunity to just tell us a little bit about your relationship with your dad.
Okay, this is crazy because I grew up going to a similar father-daughter banquet with my dad every year. So I just remember, like, you know, getting dressed up and going with my dad, and my dad's the best. All I can say is that he was just always there. He was at all my events. He was there for me whenever I needed. He's so smart. He always used to help me with, like, math and, you know, science and that kind of stuff. And still, it's so cool to now be an adult and have a great relationship with my dad, even though we live in different states and our lives are so different. But to know that I can always call my dad is pretty awesome. So I'm excited to hang out with these dads and daughters and know exactly what it's like to come to an event like this. So it's going to be so fun.
So when you were younger, was there anything that your dad did that like either embarrassed you or made you roll your eyes? And now you look back and go, maybe it wasn't so bad after all.
So both of my parents are like, they will support you. And so I'm thinking of a thing they did with my brother, but they did similar things with me all through the years. My brother plays basketball, and a couple months ago, they went to one of his games with life-size cutouts of his head that they just held up and cheered for him. So things like that is what I picture my dad doing all through the year. Like, they're just unashamedly supporters of us. It's awesome.
You know, it's probably not too late for us to invite your dad to the father-daughter banquet and get some life-size cutouts of you that he could put up.
Well, he would probably love that.
Well, what else would you like to share with our audience as we kind of just take a few minutes with you today?
Man, I'm so excited for all that is to come and so thankful for what God's doing with this music. And I just pray that it blesses you, encourages you, and just brings you some joy today. I think God's doing a lot in terms of bringing joy back to the people of God right now. And so I just hope that the people would have joy today through these songs, and I can't wait to be with them really soon.
And one of those songs is one we're playing. It's called Amen. Can you give us a little background in that?
Yeah, Amen is one of my favorite stories to tell because it reminds me that a song can come from anywhere. You know, I know that that's true, but this is a great reminder of it. I remember just being in the writing process, and I just started seeing the word Amen everywhere. You know how like sometimes when God's trying to tell you something, he just like puts it everywhere in your life. And so I remember seeing the word Amen a lot in scripture, and then like people would say it a lot, like Amen to that, just in conversation. And I'm guilty of that. I say that all the time. So I just kind of took note of it. And then there was one week that I was specifically having a really hard week. And this was just such a little thing that inspired the song for me. But I was driving out of my neighborhood, and one of my neighbors was on a walk in the morning, and they just really excitedly waved and was just like, good morning, like a good morning smile and wave. And it just kind of it kind of restored my faith for a second, restored my hope to go, okay, there's still kind people in the world. God's still doing good things in the world. Maybe we need to have a song that says amen to all of those things. So the good things that are still happening. So pretty soon after that, I wrote amen with a couple of my friends. And I remember just after seeing that stranger on their walk, just like writing down these things like amen for smile from a stranger, or when the good guys win, listing these things that we can agree with and say amen to. So yeah, the song came from that.
I love that the song helps to point our brains and our eyes and our hearts to look for the good, because it's really easy to find the bad and to really focus on that. But just a reminder that there is good happening. I hope that you do have a chance to share this song with that random stranger that maybe you ran into. It'd be really neat for them, I think, to hear what happened.
Yeah, I wish I even knew who it was. It was just a random stranger, but they inspired a song. So thanks, stranger.
Well, Natalie Lane, it has been great to just dip the toe in the water, get to know you a little bit, share a little bit about your music and your family. We look forward to you being a part of the Father-Daughter Banquet coming up on Friday, September 15th. Of course, more information available at wcsg.org. Aside from this plan as being part of your early fall, do you have anything else coming up in the next couple months you want to talk about?
This fall is going to be amazing. Yes, I get to come see you to kick it off. And then I get to go on a fall tour with Danny Gokey and Austin French. So it's going to be a great time. I'll open for Danny and then I'll get to play keys in his band. So we'll be coming a lot of places. I don't know. We might be coming near you.
It works out really well for him that, oh, by the way, you can open for me, but also if you could just stick around and play, that would be great too.
It works great for me too. I get to have double the fun.
Well, Natalie Lane, thank you again for spending some time with us today. We look forward to seeing you in person in just a couple of weeks and hope that you have a great day.
Can't wait. This is going to be awesome. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.